SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Brent, I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily. Countdown to kickoff continues. Although I got to tell you, it's kind of a, it's one of those weeks this week, and it's, no NHL hockey. You've got a flag football game. We've got 3-on-3 NHL All-Star game. So, in other words, the biggest story of the day, Cam Stewart, is how about them Owls? Florida Atlantic, 20-game win streak, going into Birmingham tonight to take on your UAB Blazers. Big-time game, right in Drew Martin's wheelhouse.
You're right. And, Florida Atlantic's on fire, Gabe. You're right. They're on fire. UAB's a good team. And another unranked team favorite at home in this spot that's been pretty good. We'll see what happens there. You know me and UAB. I got a soft spot in my heart for the fire-breathing Blazers. But, it's going to be a tough one. Getting in front of Florida Atlantic is very difficult to do. They've just been on fire, and they've been playing great basketball all year and taking care of business, too. They've been murdering teams.
Right, and you know what's crazy? Florida Atlantic are getting 2.5. Unfortunately, yep. Cam, I just sort of got a little excited. I saw 8.5, but that's Florida International. Oh, Florida International are getting 8.5.
We'd stop the show. Can we get some lower? We need more
probably
money.
Be the biggest trap ever. Like, we'd be like, we're getting 8.5. I'm putting 3,000 on this. And they're going to lose by 11.
UAB by 11. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Say the same number. It's amazing.
You know what? Like, oftentimes, put it this way. Like, if you would have told me, like, the Bills lost 27-10. To the mm-hmm. Bengals. If you would have told me, Cam, before that I'll give you the Bills at plus 16.5 points, I would have been all right. I'll bet $25,000.
I agree.
I'll be like, there's no way in hell the Bills are going to lose by 17 points to the Bengals this week. They did.
Yeah, you're right.
We would have got roped in too. How about, like, I was thinking about that, Cam. Yep. Like, when I had the Giants against the Eagles, I was doing the math. I'm like, too bad I didn't have like a 34-point teaser or something like that. Sometimes it's like, doesn't matter how many points you get, bro. Sometimes it's like,
it's true.
If you're on the wrong side, you're on the wrong side. But FAU do have a 20-game win streak, and you're getting 2.5 points. They played about 3 weeks ago, and it was an 88-86 game. I believe there were like 14 lead changes in the second half. It was one of those. They were exchanging buckets like for the entire game type of deal, and Florida Atlantic happened to score the last bucket with a couple of seconds left to 188-86. So they played close games.
That was in Boca Raton. This game is in Birmingham too. So we got to give a few points for the home advantage. I don't know, Gabe. I'm kind of like breathing fire with the Blazers tonight. I it was 1.5. It's gone up. We'll see what happens here. But I'm thinking Blazers money line. See if another team could beat a ranked team at home. I think I'm going UAB.
All right, so Coach James Young is going to join us. We've got Dave Sharapan. We've got Drew Martin. Cam, who the hell's leading at AT&T Pebble Beach right now? Labota?
Oh, I didn't want to tell you.
Who the hell is this
Hank
guy?
Hank Labota. The visor wearer from Florida State. Yeah, Frank Labota. Yeah, and Chad Ramanoodle. Ramey. A lot of gear, like I'm telling you, Gabe, the D team's on the leaderboard right now.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Morency. I don't know what the hell's going on at Pebble Beach right
Commissioner
now.
Commissioner Gordon, it's a lot of bad guys. All the good guys are struggling, except for Hovland. Hovland's like 3-under, Spieth over par. All those guys are playing very poorly. All the chalk.
I like that. Commissioner Gordon, Batman.
Yes.
Will Gordon, 8-1 right now. 8-1, Will Gordon. I've never heard of Will Gordon. I'll be honest with you. I sound like Shaq. I never heard of Rui Hachimura. I don't know who Will Gordon
tell you,
is.
Gabe, I don't know.
I'll put my hand up and I'll admit. Yeah, I don't know who Will Gordon is.
I do, and he's the biggest Thursday warrior out there. People, I wouldn't bet Phil Gordon at 8-1 with Morenci's money. That is a horrible bet. We have four rounds of golf to go. Let these Thursday and Friday warriors make their move, and then the real cream will rise to the top.
I mean, my money. You think I have that much money?
No. I was just saying.
Say Elon Musk money.
Yes. Elon Musk's money. I will not bet Commissioner Gordon at 8-1.
Victor Hovland, I wouldn't bet that at +650 either.
I prefer that over Gordon. That's something I would prefer. Let's take a look at the odds here. I'll tell you who we like.
Here. Might as well go for a soda. Probably. Keith yep. Mitchell is 10-1 right now.
One of my picks. And playing with your boy, Josh Allen, who they showed today.
You talked about it.
He powered a couple drives. Also hit one so long, it went into the forest and trees. God, that guy murders the ball, man. He's strong. Josh Allen is strong. He crushes it. Sometimes sideways.
Does he know where it's? Yeah. So like his bombs.
Yeah. Woo! Where's it going? Deep and hard. Somewhere.
Hit Stephon Diggs in stride in the first quarter of that game against the Bengals, and maybe things go differently, but shoulda, coulda, woulda.
You're right.
It's funny. I'm having, I really took it pretty well. Everyone's like, man, you're really taking this Bills loss pretty well. I'm sort of getting angrier now that the weeks have passed. Now it sort of settles in. I'm like, I don't want to hear about it. Like, I just sort of think, yeah, whatever, guys. Like, I actually got excited this year. Next year, I don't care, Cam, if they're 17-0, buddy.
Yep, don't get excited.
I don't care if they're 7. No. Like, you shouldn't for the Leafs. Same thing. It's the same exact same scenario.
They lost to Boston last night. They got their asses handed to them. No, I'm not excited about the Leafs. They never win.
That was free money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Gable Morenci. We've got college basketball and NBA decisions to make. There's no hockey tonight. There's no football tonight. It's kind of depressing. Countdown to kickoff continues. We do have the Senior Bowl this week. The XFL kicks off, though, in 2 weeks now. 2.5 weeks. The XFL kicks off the week after the Super Bowl. So the following weekend, the XFL is back, and so is Drew Martin right now. Drew Martin steps up and in. How you doing tonight, Drew?
Gabe, I'm doing all right, man. To tell you the truth, I've been losing a little bit of money in the sports betting world. So what I say tonight, if you feel free to fade away, guys, because I've been pretty cold here, Gabe. One of the worst runs I've been on in quite some time. But you're bringing up XFL, man. I don't know. I'm getting pumped up. We're under 2 months away from baseball opening day. We got XFL right when I think the world's over with only one game left. You're getting me back in good spirits, man.
That's right. I'm going to lay down on the St. Louis Battlehawks to win it all. XFL.
Battlehawks. Is it really?
Yes, to the Battlehawks. Yes.
St. Louis Battlehawks.
Squadron. Yes.
All right. Who's their quarterback? Do we know?
No, I'm just
kidding.
You
just like the name?
They are the St. Louis Battlehawks. But no, I don't know. You know what I mean? One thing I do know, I promise you this, I'll be betting all four games to the under in week one, Drew. You remember, like, every one of these new leagues, it's the same thing. They always set it at whatever. It goes way under for, like, the first 3-4 weeks. They finally start adjusting it, and right around, like, week 5 or something, the offenses start to click. These guys, it's not like they're NFL teams. Like, these guys don't even know each other, right? So they're getting thrown together here. They have a limited camp, right? They're making $59,000 a year each. So how much can you really expect from them to show up? Like, so... And, you know, I'm telling you, the unders to start this thing. But what about the Super Bowl, Drew? How are you feeling about it? Are you seeing things? Are you seeing props you like, sides? What do you think about the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, I can piggyback off of what you're talking about in the under, Gabe. Going for a couple years back now, No. I'm not talking about the game total, Gabe. What I was going to get at is really offense starting slow in the Super Bowl. The timing's off. You know, they have the national anthem. You're out on the field a lot longer before the kickoff. You've heard players, coaches talk about that. And, Gabe, I remember starting to bet it in 2019 right before the pandemic in Vegas. That's when I got after it, and I bet it ever since. I bet on both teams to punt before score, and it's been absolutely money on their first drive.
I like that.
I'm kind of working with house money here, but I will be on that prop, punt before score on the first drive.
Well, I was looking at a prop, Cam. I'm the total opposite. I was looking. Will both teams score a touchdown on their opening drive?
Wow.
11-1. 11-1. Is that enough to get you interested? 11-1.
Good number.
Both teams come out. Boom. I'll tell you what. Philadelphia always score, like, right away. One thing I'm curious about, Drew, is this is just me, because I know, listen, Philadelphia are strong starters. Kansas City are slow starters, right? Yep. They are, if you look at the numbers. But 68% of the teams that score first actually do win the Super Bowl. And, you know, okay, so you score first, you win the Super Bowl, but I sort of got Philadelphia scoring first. I keep coming back to Philly scoring first, but KC still winning this football game, to be honest. So there could be some value, because you'll get a plus price that the team that doesn't score first is going to win this game. I sort of think I'm thinking it'll be a field goal to start the game as well.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, I could see that. Nice and easy, drive the field, field goal. I like that. Agree.
I'm a big fan. I've played it, but I'm trying to back up the numbers here right now. But will there be, and I like where you're going with it, Drew. The first quarters of Super Bowls have been lower scoring. You know what I mean? It starts off a little slow, starts to pick up in the second quarter, and then it explodes in the second half, or at least opens up in the second half. And I always play, will there be more points scored in the second half than the first half of Super Bowls? But the Eagles are like the best team like ever, pretty much, in the second quarter this year. That's how they win. They smoke you in the first half, specifically the second quarter, and then they try to coast after. You know, I don't know if you'll be able to do that. You can't coast against the Kansas City Chiefs, though, I'll tell you that.
I wonder why that is, Gabe, in terms of second quarter. You know, I could see kind of correlation with teams repeating themselves in the first quarter, the third quarter, maybe even the fourth quarter. The second quarter, that just seems a little odd. Like what are these teams doing?
I think it's coaching. I think he's so good. Marshall Faulk told me this, guys, and people always think you want to score all the time. Marshall Cam was telling me about, like, you want to set them up. Like Marshall said that he never showed his best moves in the first quarter. I remember once LeSean McCoy did this crazy spin move, and he did all this stuff in the first quarter. And Marshall said, come on, man. He goes, you don't do that. He goes, you save that. And he goes, and Marshall said there would be times where he knew he could get more yards, but he would let himself get tackled, Drew, to set them up, bro. All right? And he goes, yeah, they think that they got the play figured out and stuff. And then boom. You nail them, little juke. No. I was letting you do that before, right? So sort of like he was talking about setting them up. I think Sirianni's that damn good. People talk about, like, halftime adjustments. That's all a bunch of crap. The only, like you said, the only thing they adjust is their zipper when I go to the bathroom. They adjust as the game goes on. I think Sirianni's that good, Drew, that he sees things and realizes, all right, and we're going to run a few drives, and now this is how we're going to murder them now. And then, boom, they just punch you in the mouth.
I would say the same thing, Gabe, about Kansas City. If you watch their playoff games, they always leave a couple wrinkles away. And you saw them against San Francisco in the Super Bowl coming back with a couple new plays. Andy Reid and his staff are very good at that, too. But I agree. Nick Sirianni is a very, very good coach, better than I think a lot of people anticipate. And Philly just has this way. Their in-game adjustments are brilliant. They've been doing it great all year.
He's a great play caller. He adjusted last year quickly. When Sirianni got there, the offense was too complicated. He put this offense on the table, and I remember specifically, like, offensive linemen were getting flagged all the time for being illegally down the field. Jalen Hurts wasn't really getting it. And if you guys recall, like, fantasy football players were flipping out because Miles Sanders was never getting the football. Sirianni didn't really want to run the football. He's a modern guy. He wants to throw the ball. He clued in about his personnel, which a lot of coaches don't do with their team, right? A lot of coaches will just sort of, well, this is the way I do it, and, you know, they're not executing. He realized, you know what? this is what they do well. We can do this. And we'll start running the ball and we'll incorporate my passing attack as we move on and look at the potent offense that it's created. But Kansas City's defensive line is much better than people give them credit for.
Yes.
Chris Jones
yes.
and Frank Clark, man, they're a two-man wrecking crew. And we saw that yeah. against Cincinnati last week. And San Francisco, if you remember, Cam, Drew, but San Francisco, they were punishing Philadelphia's offensive line. Philadelphia's offensive line is supposed juggernaut. They had their hands full, bro. Like, dude, how many times did you see Jalen Hurts on the run throw it out of bounds because he was about to get hit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, San Francisco's D-line beat them up, right? They beat on the pass, but they got burned on a couple of runs. So I do think Kansas City will be able to disrupt Jalen Hurts in this game. I like Kansas City, Drew, in the game, just for the record. That's why I'm saying this.
No, and I could see that happening.
Parker threatened me, so I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's her like, yeah,
our crew, yeah, our crew in Kansas City.
LT. Yeah,
I do like the Chiefs. I do like the Chiefs.
I get what you're saying. I like how you ended that, too. Like, that's why you're saying it. Gabe, hey, you bring up Chris Jones, and we got to remember what, like, a defensive tackle can do to a game plan. And I also want to say, like, not that Chris Jones
Aaron Donald last year.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a theme here, guys. And what I'm getting at is the Super Bowl, the championship game in the playoffs. You see these dominant defensive tackles take over because they don't take plays off. They know how important it is. It comes to fruition in the big games. The Super Bowl is one. So I would watch out for that with the Chiefs defensive front.
All right. Let's talk some FAU basketball on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Moretzi. Kicking it, Cam Stewart in the house. All right, we've got Drew Martin throwing it down with us. I'm getting fired up for the Super Bowl, even though I am a Buffalo Bills fan. I'm going to be betting on the Chiefs. And like I said, I had a Chief on. Eddie's cool, so it's influenced me as well. I'm pulling for the guy. It was really cool, too. I asked him point blank. Like, I've kind of known him. Like, I've had him on enough that I could just sort of ask, like, directly. So I just said point blank. I said that I think it helps you guys. You lost in the Super Bowl last time. I said, you know the pain of walking off the field. And he said, you're right. Like he, boom. And you know what's crazy? You know what he said he remembered the most? And he got all deep. He goes, you know what I remember the most about that game? It was against Tampa and Tampa. He goes, was the Buccaneer fans. It was in their stadium. And he goes, I just remember walking off the field, watching everyone celebrate. And he said, like, that won't happen again. Like, basically, like, they're fired up for this. But obviously, the Eagles are going to, you know, everyone's fired up. It's the Super Bowl. But I do believe, Drew, that Mahomes' experience. Jalen Hurts has had a great year, bro. But you're asking him to beat Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I know it's a team sport, but, you know, he didn't look that good against San Francisco. I think he's got shoulder issues. I don't think he can throw the football. I think everyone's talking about Mahomes' ankle, and the real injury is Jalen Hurts' shoulder. That kid's got a cannon. He was under throwing balls. He was panicked. He didn't want to get hit. He was throwing the ball away. And I don't think that 2 weeks, if you need shoulder surgery, I don't think 2 weeks matters, right? A high ankle sprain will get better every day. If you got a bad shoulder, Cam, you throw a football, it's like, oh, man. Well, you know what I mean? Like, no, there's no, like,
I've had that.
You can't that shoot something, hockey. Oh, it's going to be fine. It's his arm. Like, he needs to feel it and throw it properly.
That injury doesn't heal easy. That's what I've been
thinking.
I agree with you. When I was watching Philadelphia play, he missed a lot of throws. He threw bullets. They were soft. I don't know. I don't know the severity of it, but he was definitely playing hurt against San Francisco, and Mahomes will be fine in 2 weeks. He still got around. Think about it. Jacksonville couldn't take advantage of it. Cincinnati, he did enough with that foot in those games after taking those hits, and now he's got an extra week to prepare. That's bad news for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, we always say, and shout out to my boy, Sheldog, lifelong Eagle fan. Sorry, Sheldog. I love you, bro. Sheldog in L.A. But we always talk about, who's the best player on the field? Like, who's the best player out of everybody on these two teams? Patrick Mahomes. Who's the second best player on Travis both Kelce. Teams? Yeah. Kelce's better than anybody is on the, you know what I mean? Anyone on Eagles, on anyone. All right. The Eagles are deeper, but
they are.
Don't tell me that anybody on the Philadelphia Eagle defensive line is better than Chris Jones is. Don't tell me that Frank Clark isn't as good as anybody. Yeah, you guys got more. You got a couple more guys, but it's one game. It's not a marathon. This is a sprint. So I don't care about your depth. You know what I mean? If you go, if you just match up. KC's wide receiver situation is, and word is, Mecole Hardman might not play in this game. It's looking like he won't play. Okay, Drew. We've got time to get back to that. But your early, early lead right now, Drew, for the Super Bowl is? Your final thoughts?
I'm liking Chiefs. I'm liking props. Punt before score. Kind of, you know, just like we talked about in the last segment, timing off. I think it favors the defense. And to your point, part of the reason I'm liking the Chiefs here is, yes, that defensive front kind of aspect that we were talking about and talking about the best players on the field. Chris Jones, I think you could make the argument, might even be number two. I might interchange Kelce and Chris Jones. But also wanted to talk about Jalen Hurts and the injury. It almost kind of comes from like the baseball aspect with pitchers, Gabe. And you guys know this. I'm not Dr. Chow by any means. I don't have my MD. But I'll tell you, whatever it is in the shoulder joint and the hip joint, I don't know what it's called. But Gabe, you know what I'm talking about.
I thought you took med at Auburn.
Seriousness.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Pre-med.
Yeah, take it Auburn. Drink it.
Yeah, really. I'll just transfer my finance degree into,
hey, everybody's a doctor.
Whatever that joint is.
We're all doctors.
No. Whatever that joint is, it really doesn't heal very fast. And it's, a lot of times it could be career threatening. It's just something I worry about, man. And
well, remember, he did not play. He did not play down the stretch, and they did not want to play him. The only reason they brought him back in the last week was because they were about to blow the home field advantage suddenly somehow. Like, if they lost that last game of the year and everybody else won, they wouldn't even been the one seed. So I'm just saying, like, Jalen Hurts, we're not making this up. The guy was hurt. He wasn't going to play. They brought him back because Minshew kept losing games, and here they are right now. And they've been pretty vanilla. Pretty vanilla, but there's still time. There's still time for him to heal, but I do like the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, Drew, so let's get into some college hoops. Let's start off with FAU. 20-game win streak going into Birmingham, Alabama tonight. They played about 3 weeks ago, 88-86. They just went back and forth all game, and then boom, FAU happened to score the last basket. So you know UAB have this game circled. But we're also talking about a UAB team that has been on a slide since that game. What's your take on this matchup with the Owls getting 2.5 points?
Gabe, what is up with this line? Seriously. And great job here with the guys in the back in terms of putting up the FanDuel here. I mean, FAU going off as the underdog. I don't know, Gabe. I think the market's getting a little bit too cute. I get it. South Florida kids going up to Birmingham, Alabama. I don't necessarily like the profile of going on the road.
Feels like
here,
bait card. But feels like they're trying to trick us into like really hammering FAU.
Bait card.
Exactly. The only I've heard so many people on UAB. For whatever reason, it seems like everybody loving the Blazers here. But they got the nation's longest win streak. Talking about the Owls, doing a little Cam Stewart here. They're scoring in paradise in Boca Raton.
Well done.
I mean. This team is really good, Gabe. They're going to go to March Madness. Watch out in Conference USA. Now, tonight's game, I guess UAB, obviously spot-wise, that's something I've noticed this year, Gabe. Yeah. I've talked to some guys. I respect their opinion. College basketball, one of the difference in the marketplace for sides this year is they are really going on spot plays, meaning when the team's at home, they've been losing, but they're gearing up for the best team in the conference, a la Tennessee and Florida last night. They are really kind of factoring that in big time. And I think that's coming to fruition here with UAB being the favorite. I don't know. It's enough for me to bite, though. I'm going to take a piece of this. I like the FAU Owls tonight. Give me the points with the Owls, Gabe.
Yeah, there's no way in hell I'm taking UAB. I'm not taking the Owls if it's a trap or not. They've won 20 consecutive games in a row. And UAB have lost 5 of their last 8 games. So it's not like this is a great UAB basketball team. The only thing they have going on for them is they're going to be fired up. You got a top 20 team coming into your building here, which is rare for this conference. And, you know, for this setting, I should say. And they just played them close. I mean, it's going to be an intense game tonight. What do you think of the total?
I like here, the Drew, over.
Because, you know, if you look, yeah, I don't really, you get this. Look, it's the Blazers, down, bro. 15-6 to the over on the season, UABR.
Yeah. The UAB side of things, the last time they played, I think you said 88-86. That was a game with over 73 possessions.
And it didn't go to overtime. That was regulation.
Right. And both of these two teams can score. I mean, they're both better on the offensive end than the defensive end. And they both look to go up tempo. So neither one is going to kind of get in that plotting game that neither of them want to go that route. This is another one, you know, both side and total. I touched it for a little bit sides. My sides in college basketball haven't been all that great, granted. But totals wise, been pretty good there, Gabe. And I like this over. I'm surprised that it's so low. I'm surprised it's not 5 or 6 points higher.
Big bounce back night tonight, Drew. Big bounce back night. I don't know what happened to me last night. I had a bunch of good picks, but somehow I ended up losing like $500 too. It's a cold world. Cam, I'm taking FAU. I'm taking the over. What's your pick, FAU and UAB?
I like the over, but I'm on the other side of this game. And I know on all these friggin' sharp dulls, whatever. I don't care who it is. I just think UAB still an 11-2 team at home. You guys bring up great points. FAU's a wicked basketball team this year. But let's just talk about it, guys. UAB went in there and lost a one-basket game on the road. Now they're home against the same team. They're still good at home. They have an immaculate record. You were correct, though, Morenci. Their ATS record isn't very good. They haven't been playing great basketball, but this is going to be a very good game, tight game. I like UAB by like 4 or 5 just to pull away at the end. I'm taking the Blazers. I might be in the minority, and I respect you and Drew's opinion, but also I'm a fan of UAB. It's a little bit of a heart bet. They're one of my favorite teams from years past when I was younger and started betting. I always loved the Blazers in many situations. When they knocked Kentucky out of the tournament, it was one of the best days of my life. So always a soft spot for the UAB Blazers. Love this program.
All right, we'll move on to Houston and Wichita State. Ooh, I'll throw this to you, Drew. Yeah. I don't know if you got any interest in this game, but if you'll notice, the Shockers, 6-0 to the over in their last six basketball games. We got a pretty light number here. As well, Houston's going to be able to score on Wichita State. All this talk with Wichita State slow it down. Yeah, they slow it down, but they go over the number because the numbers are low. So they're 6-0 to the over in their last six. Both games sailed over this number. They got in the both games they played last year got in the 140s. I don't know what your thoughts are. I'm betting the over of this game. Is the spread too high with the Houston Cougars? Or are you taking a look at Wichita State and Houston?
See, Houston's one of those teams, Gabe, where they could win it all, guys. They really could. I mean, this could be a Final Four team. You know, coming from the AAC, I think they're going to dominate this conference pretty much, you know, week in, week out. I'll tell you this, a top 10 team in both offensive and defensive efficiency. I would only look to bet Houston, but I don't like the profile, Gabe, where they kind of go slow pace. So laying a number with them and cover.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Against a decent Wichita State team. I don't love it, but if you need a bet, I would go with Houston.
All right, so we'll get Cam's take if he's got a pick on this. I'm taking the over in Houston and Wichita State. Let's get a picture of the mask.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenzi, kicking it. Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart in the house, as is Drew Martin. Coach James Young's going to join us. No pucks tonight. I'm missing it, actually. But we've got the All-Star game this weekend, or I should say games this weekend. Yep. And there is other hockey to be betting on. You got junior hockey. You've got AHL, East Coast, and everything else. Okay, so I'm taking Wichita State. I think we've got their mascot here. Toughest mascot in sports, this guy. You don't want to mess with this dude. Look at this guy. What's his name?
Wooshock?
Shocker? Wooshock. That's
Wooshock.
Wooshock.
Yeah, Wooshock.
Yeah, his name is cool. Wooshock. Yeah, this guy's like the Wu-Tang Clan, man. This guy, like, he don't play around. Like, look, great hair. Likes to drink. Drew, like, this guy's like all hopped up on like, homemade corn alcohol and stuff. Yeah, look. I don't know if that's. I don't know if he's donating blood. I think he's doing.
I think he's. I think he's donating his arm.
That is great.
Yeah, you're right.
He looks like he's saying, "Fill me up. Fill me up.
Yeah.
Fill me up." Yeah. Look, he's fired up. This guy. He's getting the shot he gets before the game. I don't know. You want to bet against that guy, Drew and Kim? You need to take the points or this guy? I swear to God, if I was a kid, like standing there, like on the court, and I looked over, he's big too.
Wooshock.
Like he's freaking tall. Like the mascot's big. Like Drew, I'm telling you, he's intimidating this mascot. Like I wouldn't like him if I was just sitting on the thing. I'd actually complain, like Devin Booker, say, "Yo, man, get that creepy mascot away from me, man."
Yeah, for sure. He's got that look. He's scary. He does look tall. Like the person's probably looking out of the mouth, so you're getting that extra like foot on top of that. He's just timing. Yeah. And Gabe, I'll tell you this: like a college mascot like that, this Shocker guy. Like think the college kid in there. He's got to be like drinking beers before going out there, right? Or like taking shots, getting really wild before he goes out in front of the crowd. I think that like all of those college mascots, like. They're lighting it up a little bit before. I can promise you what.
I like, you know, that beer commercial, you know, the one with the mascot he goes in after.
Yeah.
He has
sit down,
beer.
Relaxes. Yeah.
And the other mascot comes in, he looks at him and they have beer.
I like that.
Man, that guy looks like Dan Orlovsky.
He does.
Dead ringers. Like, hey, we got to get the pictures up after. Put up Orlovsky and that guy. I was going to say, Dan, is that you?
An excellent point, Drew. That's the thing. You're wearing a mask. So if me and you and Gabe go to the game, they see our eyes and, you know, we're drooling or whatever. These guys can do whatever they hide behind the mask, of course.
Yeah,
they're getting ripped.
In the modern, I'll tell you what, it was a lot funner to be a mascot in the old days.
Yes.
I guarantee you there's like a 200-page like list of things. Don't do this. Don't touch, like, you know what I mean? In the old days, mascots were like, that was the whole thing. Like, you, dude, like, I used to go to Expo games as a kid. There'd be all these, like, kids, Yuppie would, like, push him out of the way when he see, like, a good-looking woman. Yuppie would go over to the girl, and hug her and stuff. It's like, you know, you're for kids, Yuppie, right? It's not like getting to, like I said, because you have superpowers, Drew, when you're under that costume. Like Cam said, you can't just walk up to people and start hugging them and getting all touchy-feely and stuff, right?
No.
Put a mascot uniform on, you can do whatever you want.
Look at our Hall of Famer, Clam Chowder.
Sit on my lap.
He's always hot. See the pictures where he's lying in her breasts? Like, he gets away with that. He's a smart guy. He figured it out.
Dude, some of them aren't that cool. I remember going to one with my girlfriend. And we're taking a picture, and the guy right before the picture, he pushes me out of the way and, like, just takes a picture. I was, like, kind of pissed off about it.
Who did that at what game? What mascot did that?
Billy the Marlin at a Marlins game. It was a little bit – I don't like him.
He's like,
get out of here.
That's amazing.
It's like, dude, that's your job is to take pictures with people. That's your job.
That's the best. He pushed him out with Cam, this woman. What a move.
I got to be honest, Cam. I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to be honest. Yep. Leo the Lions kind of left me hanging a couple of times at the stadium.
Yeah, he
did. The BC Lion. Yeah. I'm like, Leo. I sort of get the same thing, man. There was once he just walked past me. I looked at who I was with. I said, that's the last time I'm ever talking to that guy. Leo the Lion.
Pick up with yourself. Yeah, actually, Drew, my girlfriend has like a full
Cam's girlfriend like has a, them. Yeah. Right, she hates mascots.
Like she picks fights with mascot. You loser. Like, yeah, has a couple of drinks and starts going, you think you're so good?
Here he is.
Yeah, she sees
this the guy to push you? Is this the guy to push you?
Well, that's the mascot, yeah. I don't like that guy anymore.
No,
he's trying to steal my girl.
Guy pushes you out of the way and steals your woman. Billy the Marlin. Jerk. That's amazing.
For any mascots out there, don't take it personal, but mascots are kind of shady people.
I agree.
Let's just be real.
They wear the suit to hide.
I bet you if we dug into mascots' personal lives, it wouldn't be pretty.
No, I agree with you. I think Harry the Hawk might be okay, but I think the vast majority have
Harry the Hawk. Cam is driving around Atlanta like trying to score weed or something on a moped before games. I don't know what the hell that guy's up to.
I respect
that. Oh no, we're getting a Harry the Hawk video up. This is that. Like I'm getting a damn Harry the Hawk video.
We have not enough mascot talk in a while. It's nice.
It's the most bizarre, Drew. This is the most bizarre video ever. And even the guy that filmed it says this, it's the best video ever.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, what's the guy doing? Where's he going?
He goes. There's Harry the Hawk, the Atlanta mascot, on the side of a road outside of a warehouse on a moped, and he goes, "Let's follow him." Cam, do you remember? He's like stopping. He looks shady. Like he stops. Yeah. He's looking around. I don't know what the hell he was doing. It wasn't like. It was one of the funniest things ever. We're gonna get this up, man. Harry the Hawk. Well, come on, there's a lot of videos of Harry the Hawk. He's popular.
One on moped, or that was amazing. Yeah, you see him.
Oh yeah, right,
it's so good.
No, it really is. All right, here, get this thing up. I'm gonna send it over to the crew here, Matt. All right, okay, Drew. So while I send this over here, Cam, what was your pick for Wichita State? Before we move on,
actually, you said you got to pick. I have a lean to Houston. I haven't like pulled the trigger yet. The only reason is, Gabe, Houston used to be like -22.5, -28. Now we're getting in respectable numbers. To Drew's earlier point about the Cougars, they're a very good team. I don't like to lay that type of number on the road, but I have a lean to Houston. I think they can lay their number tonight. Cougars.
Okay, Metal Matt, it has been set. Get this Harry the Hawk video up. We got to get Drew's reaction to this. It's the best. It actually is one of the best and weirdest videos ever. Yeah. And has endeared me to Harry the Hawk for a lifetime. I want to meet the guy and ask him, what were you doing? Like,
where were you going?
I sort of assume he was going to work, Cam, but you wouldn't drive on a motorcycle like that to work. Like if you just have a hawk at the arena, like you wouldn't.
No, you'd take.
What was he
Uber
doing outside
a
warehouse?
Him in a bag
like, he was
or
in
something.
Like
Why
an you... empty street. Yeah. Drew, it was really weird. Yeah. Like up to something. Like he's looking around and Buddy stops. He's like, "What the hell's Harry the Hawk doing?"
Just a question for you guys. If you were a mascot, would you not put the mascot outfit at the arena or place that you go to rather than wearing it all throughout the street? That's kind of my point.
You get stopped everywhere.
It's heavy. It's heavy. It's sweaty. We saw Clam Chowder. Moretzi takes that thing off. It's like friggin' steam coming out of his head. The guy, it's friggin' hot under there. And doing it in the summer in Atlanta? Oh, God, that suits. You would catch me dead doing that.
All right, here it is. Here it is. Good job, guys. Here, roll it.
Yeah. Look at him.
He's on the sidewalk.
It's just stupid. He's just going around. How you doing?
All right. So Buddy's like, all right, let's see what the hell he's up to here. Like, why is he on the side? Like, why are you on the sidewalk going the wrong direction? Mm-hmm. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah, he's going the wrong direction.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Look. He's just casually. This is the best part when he stops and looks. This is the best here. There he comes. Like, he's kind of slowing down.
Yeah, he is.
It's like, these guys are going to push me over or something.
There you go.
What?
is the best. Hey, he makes sure he can make the coast is clear here. Watch it. What the hell is he doing, man?
I know. He's just like, he's not he's very bad on the motorbike. Like, he's got no, like, he's really struggling. He's struggling hard.
What is that? What is that thing?
There he goes.
Yeah, it's a Minnesota motorcycle.
What the hell
it's like a kid's cycle.
He's not near the arena or anything, guys. Like, what is he doing? He's running.
I got no clue what that guy. That's, what that guy's
maybe
doing.
He's trying to make like a side hustle, going to like a party for like, yeah, and trying to make some money on the side or something. Is that the Louisville Cardinal? Who was that?
No, Atlanta Hawk.
That was Harry the Hawk.
Atlanta Hawk.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So we were talking about Harry the Hawk.
Yeah, not the Cardinal. Like, Drew, you're the best.
Louisville Cardinal.
Didn't it look like a Cardinal?
Cam, I got to tell you about Auburn sometimes, Cam. I got to tell you.
Hawks don't. That didn't look like a hawk. That looked like
it's
a Cardinal.
No, that's the Atlanta Hawks. Harry the Hawk. Harry the Hawk, guaranteed. It's him, Drew. Right.
It didn't look like Atlanta either. That looked like somewhere else. I don't know.
Okay. It's Atlanta. It's the video. Atlanta Hawk mascot on motorcycle. Harry the Hawk on motorcycle in Atlanta.
Right.
It'd be even weirder. What, he's on a cross-country like tour or something? Like, just, yeah.
This thing went off the rails pretty quick.
Is that the Louisville Cardinal? I'm like, no, it's the Harry the Hawk.
Is that the Louisville Cardinal?
Yeah, Papa John.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly. You're Papa John's favorite.
Okay. All right. So what was your pick after all this, Kev? Wichita State, what was your pick?
Oh, Houston. I lean Houston. Yeah, I like Houston.
Okay. Right. I'm betting you over. Okay.
Okay, and the
all right. I actually think normally I was like, oh, wow, look at you. Washington are getting 17.5 points.
Yeah.
UCLA beat them by 25 in Seattle. They're coming off of losses to Arizona and the Trojans. I think UCLA are going to murder them tonight, actually. But that's a little bit later on. Like, Cam, you're probably going to win by 28 or something.
No, it is, Marenzi.
What do you like tonight, Drew? Oh, sorry, Cam. What do you got?
Sorry. Just quickly, with those big lines, they almost set them up for the dog, and then they knock you down when UCLA wins by like 30. So just my take. What do you got, Drew?
Yeah, I agree with you. I could see UCLA blowing them out at home, too, in front of the home crowd, something like that. Wait, I'm more likely to lay a big number at home where they're looking to kind of run it up in front of the home crowd. So I could see that as well. Guys, the best bet for tonight, again, I haven't been seeing it well, so I'm kind of trying to strike down the volume and go a little bit higher quality here. I'm going off the board, extra board. I think you guys are going to like this. Northeast Conference, first year in Division I college basketball, that is. St. Francis at Stonehill. Stonehill -1.5. I bet them on the money line, though. -125 here. Stonehill, the Skyhawks. And a couple reasons why. They've won 3 of their last 4 here, Gabe. And St. Francis actually hasn't been playing all that well at all. 8-13 on the season. They've lost their last 2, lost 3 of their last 4. They're letting up over 87 points a game in their last 2. I think Stonehill's the side here. Plus the fact St. Francis, their point guard, got injured a couple games ago, and they haven't been playing very well. So off the board, extra board, that is. I know we're running out of time here. But my best bet is Stonehill, the Skyhawks, -125, Gabe.
Well, how can I not bet on a team called Stonehill?
Yeah,
Stonehill. And not to mention St. Francis, PA, as you stated, making the move. I read a story about their big money influx. 1-10 on the road. We'll wrap up with Drew on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Always fun talking about mascots. See, everybody feels better now.
Yep.
Mascots are like puppies. Like, who doesn't like a mascot besides Cam's girlfriend? Does she hate puppies too? I can see her
she loves puppies. She loves puppies. She hates mascots. The problem with mascots is, Gabe, they got a lot to hide behind their mask. They think they get away with stuff. It's like, dude, you're just wearing a mask. You're still a human being under there. Got to call it out for what it is. A lot of them go too far. Right, Drew? Drew knows.
Yeah, yeah. And supposedly the pushing the guy out of the picture and taking a picture with just a girl.
Billy the
Marlin. Mascot thing.
Screw him.
Well, that's definitely a
lucky.
Mildew,
they're out. Lucky anyone even goes to Marlin games.
Goes to the game. Yeah, he should be hugging you and say, thanks for your patronage, exactly. Sir, instead of trying to okay. steal your girlfriend.
give me Florida Atlantic plus 3 points. Florida Atlantic and UAB over the number. Houston Cougars, Wichita State, Wooshock over the number. And you know what? I'm going to ride some Stonehill action. Sounds like a Deep Purple song or something.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Jethro Tull camp. Stonehill.
Yeah, sitting on the bed. Jethro Tull with their flute.
Welcome to Stonehill.
Stonehill. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. In the forest of Stonehill.
There's leprechauns and magic. I got you waiting. Minus 132. And I'm going to take a nice smooth smoke. Robert Morris. Plus the three. Let's go.
I don't know if the Surgeon General approves of the Robert Morris pick.
Robert Morris, probably not. Surgeon General says bet the other side. I say, who cares?
See Everett Koop. See Everett Koop.
What a show.
Cam, that was great. I'm bet Robert Morris.
Drew. Yeah, we're here all night, Drew. Stonehill's actually a wine, Gabe. A very good one, too. Not just
Ryan C in the chat box saying Stonehill sounds like a beer. Well, hopefully you can crack open a victory beer around 9 o'clock. Yeah.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a winning bet. That's what it sounds like. Stonehill. Yeah.
Get stoned.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, we're getting stoned with Stonehill. Yeah. Coach Young, Sharapet next.